Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Seafarers International Union and the Maritime Trades Department, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today from Media Matters, we've got Alex Kaplan. Alex, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Alex, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, I got to tell you, Alex, well, I've never had the pleasure of serving in Korea. I've got friends that have, and it's a very unique tour of duty for the military, especially our friends in the Army. Camp Red Cloud, which is right up on the DMZ, is very similar to what we used to have with the Berlin Brigade in Germany before the fall of the wall. There are about 150,000 U.S. patriots and military members, about 30,000 military members, in or around Seoul, Korea. Seoul, Korea has one other problem. Well, it's not a it's a problem. There are about 40,000 artillery pieces and rocket launchers that are already in place, ready to go to fire on to Seoul, Korea, which is about 6 million people in all told, maybe more. We've got people that are stirring the pot, saying, oh, well, let's just bomb North Korea and we're just going to take care of all these problems. I've got one thing to say to Sean Hannity. Before you go killing Americans, and that's what you'll do when you start a war, before you go killing half the population of Korea and turning Seoul, Korea into a smoking hole, perhaps we ought to deploy you there, Sean. What do you say? We'll get you a rifle, we'll get you a flak vest, we'll get you a helmet. We'll send you over to Korea, and you can stand there on the line and show us how it's done. What do you think? Alex, do you think he's going to take us up on it?
Well, actually, I should first note that it wasn't Sean Hannity that said this. It was a guest host of his.
Okay.
So it wasn't Hannity himself. But it was one of his guest hosts for his radio show. You know, still bad, but for once, it wasn't from Hannity himself.
I stand corrected. But, Sean, you're still we can still make that happen for you.
Okay. Well, but yeah, so, you know, there has been a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of tensions with North Korea recently. And, you know, they just fired another ballistic missile. And as a result, there have been some people demanding some type of action. And I guess this guest host really wanted something in particular, but he wasn't the only one. I believe the Wall Street Journal editorial page, within a span of like 48 hours, seemed at least called for regime change in North Korea, maybe Iran, I'd have to check, but it was at least North Korea. So not the only ones, and I just want to mention specifically something about media coverage of calling or glorifying calling for a war, what have you, with Trump is particularly, I guess, dangerous, or the impact of that call or that coverage or any type of association with war with something positive is more impactful on Trump than it would have been for a Barack Obama or maybe or his other past predecessors in office, because Trump really cares so much about media coverage of himself. I think that's been made pretty clear during his time in office. And again, I want to just point out the incentives that, you know, positive coverage can create, stuff like this can create, because, like, if you remember a few months ago when Trump was launched those few missiles and launched those missiles on a Syrian airbase response to a chemical attack by Assad. The media coverage was extremely laudatory, generally. You know, I'm generalizing, but it was generally what it was. And, you know, they some also started connecting it with North Korea, you know, saying, you know, maybe we could connect this with, like, try to deal with North Korea. And this stuff, unfortunately, like, could encourage Trump to take military action, potentially, because it creates positive news coverage for him. So when stuff like this happens, when they're saying stuff like this, it can have an impact. I mean, I don't have to tell you, I mean, Trump is a Sean Hannity fan, so I can't get, you know, I doubt he was listening to the radio show, but yesterday, but it's not entirely impossible. So, you know, when he hears stuff like this, and this probably won't be the only place he hears something like this. You know, it matters.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And in that vein, I think it's the most magnanimous thing that anybody has ever done in the history of the world when Donald Trump said that we're going to rerun the presidential election.
Yeah.
I thought that would get more of a laugh. But in any case, the long and short of it is, yeah, I agree with you that Donald is very concerned about how he's perceived in the press. And it is a concern. It's a concern for people like myself and other veterans that he's maybe just a little bit too flippant with American military lives.
Right. Or I would say, I mean, there is this concern about him in war. And again, I want to note that media coverage on war particularly has struggled in the past. I mean, I think we all know about Iraq. I mean, I don't think I need to say much more about it. I mean, we all know what happened with the Iraq War and the coverage leading up to the Iraq War. So you have that combined with a president who feels incentivized to basically sort of sometimes potentially act on what he perceives as potentially positive news coverage, and it's not a great combination.
No, it's not. How do we send a message to Congress? How do we send a message to the rest of the country? And how do we get a message to President Trump that type of behavior for a few fleeting moments of press coverage is inappropriate?
Well, there have been some press critics, I guess you would say, media writers, who have called this out in the past. I remember back in April when this came out, Margaret Sullivan, media writer for The Washington Post, criticized much of the press. I believe she pointed out some of what I was saying here, that, that this could create bad incentives, and it was too laudatory, and we have to be more careful and cautious with basically any type of coverage surrounding war and military action.
Absolutely. Alex, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can go to our website at mediamatters.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and at Twitter at MMFA, and you can follow me at ALKAPDC.
There you go. Alex, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.